This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, folks. Just a friendly reminder about this weekend. Let's be careful out there. Let's not drink and drive. Let's not smoke weed and drive. Let's try to get through this weekend without fatalities on the highway in the area. This always turns out to be a weekend that's challenged. And I remember my many years serving as sheriff and serving in the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. This weekend was always the beginning of a lot of crazy things happening. School's out. Kids are out. Be careful on the side streets. Typically, you may not see them in the morning hours out on the street riding their bikes and the like. Just be careful. And especially this week as we celebrate the Memorial Day weekend, the beginning of the summer for many, that we remember that as we make our way around our community. And it's just a friendly reminder. I'm not trying to preach. I'm just saying think about it before you get behind the wheel of the car and something disastrous happens. Your life, the victim's life, everyone's life is adversely impacted for the rest of your life. It's not worth it. It really is not. So just think twice, take a deep breath before we move about the streets of our great city and metropolitan area. Just a reminder, in 12:30 we'll have Alexandra McGilligan from the Greek Festival Executive Committee member talking about Greek Fest, one of my favorite festivals. Also, Michael Williams, President and Chief Executive Officer of United Way of Southeast Louisiana. He will be joining us. They have just released their ALICE report, Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed Report, which is kind of it's a report that a lot of people are looking at. It really identifies the working poor here and what it really takes to be able to live one's life in our community. And it'll be interesting to see what Michael says today because of inflation as high as it is, the possibility of us going into a recession, people are paying more for goods and services. And how does that reveal itself in this ALICE report? And do we expect it to get much better over the coming year as we begin to see grocery prices going up, gas prices look like they're on the uptick again, all of these things that challenge the working poor more so than others, for sure. Also, Bob Rose will be joining us, morning host on FM News Talk 97.3 WSKY. It's an Odyssey station in Gainesville. So why are we talking to Bob? Well, Bob's got a very popular podcast, and he's very popular out there. Most recently, the NAACP Board of Directors issued a formal travel advisory for the state of Florida. The notice said Florida is openly hostile towards African Americans, people of color, and the LGBTQ plus individuals. Before traveling to Florida, please understand that this state of Florida devalues and marginalizes the contributions and the challenges faced by African Americans and other communities of color. It's kind of interesting because Florida's, I think, 52% white. So there's obviously a lot of others. And it's not exactly clear what this is about. Folks are saying that this really has no meaning at all. And in fact, it's really caused a lot of controversy in Florida because Senator Scott issued his own warning. Senator Scott issued a travel advisory warning socialists and communists that the Sunshine State is openly hostile to them and those who enable them. He goes on to say that this is aimed at all socialists visiting the state of Florida and comes in direct response to the Biden administration attempts to erase capitalism and the system that has brought prosperity to Florida and the United States. He says that Florida is openly hostile towards socialists, communists, and those that enable them, and that before traveling to Florida, please understand that the state of Florida devalues and marginalizes the contributions of and the challenges faced by socialists and others who work in the Biden administration. He said, let me be clear. Any attempts to spread the oppression and poverty that socialism always brings will be rebuffed by the people of Florida. Travelers should be aware that attempts to spread socialism in North Florida will fail and be met with laughter and mockery. However, in much of Central and South Florida, the situation is far more dangerous for socialists, as they may encounter people from Cuba, Venezuela, and other parts of Central and South America and the Caribbean who have direct knowledge of and experience with the horrors of socialism. So he's doubled down, issuing his own travel advisory to those. He says Floridians believe in free markets and organic growth and things like that, which is obviously contrary to what socialists believe. We'll be right back with Bob Rose, morning host, FM News. Stay with us, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
NAACP issues a formal travel advisory saying that Florida is openly hostile towards African Americans, people of color, LGBTQ plus individuals. In response, Senator Scott issues an advisory for socialists and communists. Joining us to talk about it, Bob Rose, morning host on FM News Talk 97.3 WSKY out in Gainesville, one of Odyssey's stations. Bob, I've grown accustomed to travel advisories for weather in Florida, but not this social storm.
No, this is something a little different. And in my opinion, it's purely political, because if you look at Governor DeSantis and what he's done, everyone in the state has benefited, including minorities. I mean, the school choice thing that he just pushed through is huge. Think about it. The lowest performing quartile is made up mostly of minority students, and they're going to benefit the greatest from this. And then there's the whole issue of black-owned businesses in Florida. The NAACP, I don't know if they meant to or not, they're almost racist in their approach. Because don't they realize that if people don't travel to Florida and tourism suffers, that black-owned businesses like hotels and Airbnbs and restaurants and other things, they would suffer as well. So I just think this is really, I mean, ridiculously political. And I think it's going to backfire on the NAACP. They're going to have even less credibility. And even the director that put out that memo, that warning, lives in Tampa. That's how bizarre this is.
They've done this before in the state of Missouri, and I went back and looked to see what the impact was. It was nothing. It was zippo, nada. It's amazing, though, a lot of what's going on in Florida, people are just embracing the sound bites and not actually reading the legislative bills that are coming out of the Florida state legislature.
Yeah, and that's what I've been talking about a lot on the air. It's very frustrating, especially when the Disney thing came out and they said the Don't Say Gay bill. I said, now, I get it. The political left and the journalists who are not willing to do their job didn't read the bill. But you're the CEO of a corporation the size of Disney, and you wouldn't bother to actually read the legislation before making a huge political statement on it? It's a parental rights bill. And look, I've raised my kids through the Florida schools here, and I can tell you, I saw some of the material that they were teaching. And Newell, this would, I mean, it would make your face turn red if we had a conversation about the graphic nature of stuff they wanted to show to kindergartners through sixth graders. So I think, look, it doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican, when it comes to raising our kids, that shouldn't be such a political issue, but they're trying to make it one.
You know, a lot of people don't believe that it actually happens. In fact, I recounted a story out of a Boston school survey at the Elliott K-8 Innovation School in Boston, where they ask questions about their sexual proclivity and how often they have sex to sixth and seventh graders. I'm reading this, I'm like, this almost creates an expectation. If they haven't had it, it's like, something must be wrong with me.
Absolutely. Look, my producer, he's got a son that was in middle school, and the girls would claim to be of a different sexual persuasion or whatever, more because it was a fad and you got attention or the group mentality, the popular kids were doing it, so to speak. So, yeah, you actually had this effect. I mean, think about it. You plant the seeds in kids' head. They're like sponges. They start to wonder, and then they want to be like the accepted kids so that maybe they even, you know, God forbid, start experimenting on this stuff because it's planted in their heads much earlier than they need to have those discussions on.
We're visiting with Bob Rose, morning host on FM News Talk 97.3 WSKY in Gainesville, one of our Odyssey sister stations. Bob, what are the working people saying? You know, I mean, I get with the NAACP, you know, they're issuing these sound bites. It's all about this political warfare. But the folks that actually matter, that are down in the trenches, working hard, trying to make a living, everyone wants the same thing, a safe place to live, work, and raise their family. What are they saying in Florida?
Well, I mean, I think that people love living in Florida. If anything, you might even say they're almost doing too good of a job and driving up real estate prices. That's a concern because so many people have flocked from blue states. Governor DeSantis opened up the schools earlier than the so-called experts wanted him to, and it was exactly the right move. And all the children benefited from that, and now we have some of the data to look over, and we know that's absolutely a fact. So for the working people, they want their kids to have a great education, and he's providing school choice, open the schools early. And for the rest of us, we want to keep taxes low. And in fiscal responsibility in the state of Florida, we've got one of the best managed states fiscally in the country.
Yeah. All I can tell you is my family, we visit the Panhandle along 30A over there,
beautiful.
Several times a year. The schools, the grammar schools, look like university campuses. The middle school and high schools look like something bigger and better than a university campus. And it's incredible. Every time I see a new school replacing an old school that they're taking out of the inventory because it just doesn't make sense to maintain it any longer, I mean, they're bigger and better. I've talked to restaurateurs down there whose kids are in the schools down there, a number of which have come from Memphis, Nashville, New Orleans, Atlanta, down there. They are completely and totally happy. It doesn't matter their race, ethnicity, sexual proclivity, or otherwise. The comments are exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, the money has been spent on education. I went to high school in Punta Gorda, Florida. We had a three-story building there that was built in the 1920s, and legally, we were not even really supposed to hold class there. That got demolished by Hurricane Charlie, and they rebuilt it, and the state spent $60 million on the state-of-the-art facility. So, you know, one of the most important things we have, the legacy for our children, the future success of our state, is education. And I don't think there's a governor that's doing any more than Governor DeSantis is in that direction. And that benefits everybody, you know, especially the lowest performing students.
Before you came on, I read on air Florida Senator Rick Scott's travel advisory warning to socialists and communists in the Sunshine State. It was very creative, I will say that, and very much to the point, probably more so than the travel advisory issued by the NAACP. Your thoughts?
Well, I didn't actually see that, but I've had Governor Scott. I always slip and say Governor Scott because he was, and he did a fine job. Senator Scott, I have him on the air quite often. And he really is starting to loosen up, so to speak, and he's not afraid to tell it like it is. So I can imagine what he said. But to me, the NAACP, if you really want to advance people of color, you've totally lost your directions on that. And this is purely a political move, and I think people of all stripes see it for exactly what it is. Florida's an awesome state. They're trying to make political hay. There's nothing there to work with. So I think I don't know how much longer we'll end up talking about this, because I think most people already understand it was just politics, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think it was to try and deflect and detract from the governor's announcement in running for president. There's no doubt in my mind that, you know, timing is everything, and I don't believe in coincidences either.
I'm with you on that for sure. Yeah, timing. The timing is suspect.
No doubt. Bob Rose, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We appreciate your time and your insight, and keep up the great work in the state of Florida.
You as well. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, that was Bob Rose, morning host on FM News Talk 97.3 WSKY, Odyssey Station out there in Gainesville, Florida. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Would love to hear from you. It's No Filter Friday as we go into the Memorial Day weekend. Remember, stay safe in your travels out there. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back on No Filter Friday. Let's go to the talk lines. We'll go to James. James, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Noel.
Hey, James. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm just a little confused. You talked about the NAACP advisor and Governor Scott's advisor. Those two ideals are not mutually inclusive. This is an answer or response to the NAACP. The ideals of the NAACP are not socialist. They're not communist. So why are we even conflating those two things in the answer? If anything, it would have been better to have a representative of the NAACP to clarify what they meant, since you guys said, and I think y'all just assumed that it was political and that it was in response to the governor. We should be able to take these people on there, at least give them some credence to what they said they meant. They may be wrong, but you guys didn't even ask them what their intent was. You're asking everybody else. So ask them what their intent is, and then we should judge whether they're bona fide or not. Wouldn't that be better?
Well, I'm happy to tell you what they talked about. They talked about that the Governor DeSantis' so-called leadership in driving the state to reject student access to AP African American Studies course.
I understand
in,
that.
In March, the NAACP, in some of the books that they distributed about that, basically he's been talking a lot about DEI and CRT and what that actually means and what and whether or not
to do with communism and socialism.
And let me all I did was say what Rick Scott said. I wasn't proposing it or and I don't need to defend Rick Scott. I'm just saying what the NAACP was talking about. What I know for sure is that the bills that were passed in the Florida legislature, having read them, are being misinterpreted and a lot of organizations are providing misinformation on what these bills actually do. And a lot of what they talked about. So the other day, I can't remember the young lady's name who wrote the poem that was read
at the inauguration.
At the inauguration. Thank you. I couldn't remember the word. Saying that they banned it. Well, they didn't ban it. They moved it from the elementary library to the middle school library. It was all that happened. But, here we are. We're off and running as though we're taking these egregious positions on that only to hurt black people, and that's not, in fact, the case.
Yeah, but
there's no doubt that the NAACP has advocated a position on behalf of having more government involvement in a lot of different things, right? That has a socialistic it is. That's what socialism's all about. It has a socialistic tendency at its very core.
No, come on. Let me see if I can get this done real quick. I love conservatives until they're not conservative. They're talking about free enterprise, the capitalistic system, like in our state right now. We're taking government money, government funds, to do incentives for a private organization for insurance. As long as And we, as long as the capitalistic system is good for us, we say leave it alone, laissez-faire. But when we get too many storms and too many other things that, cause our rates to go up, we ask for help. That's a tendency for socialism, is it not?
There are disciplines that are out there that require government assistance, right? So we create legal government monopolies all the time, whether it's the water system, the sewer system, the drainage system, the electrical grid, and alike. Those are government-run programs that, out of necessity, for the best interests of the masses, the whole, that we've decided that that's something that government ought to provide. I readily admit that, but that doesn't mean that runs counter to capitalism, nor does it mean that it's promoting. Social.
My point clear. I'm gonna be quiet. My point is, it's kind of a NIMBY thing. I'm a socialist if I want the government to help me. But if you're a conservative, you don't want help until you need help. And if FEMA doesn't do enough, I hear conservatives crying that we need them to come down and rescue us. What we are conditionally. My point is this, though. All I'm talking about is those two advisories had nothing to do with each other. One was talking about race, and another was talking about socialism and capitalism. If Central Florida and South Florida, if that unified against socialism, I love unity in America because we're diverse. But when we get together and fight something, we can beat it. So if they're that unified against that, great. But I don't see the two even need to be mentioned in the same conversation, because the NAACP is not a socialist or communist organization. That's all I was trying
All I did was read his reaction to what the NAACP issued as their travel advisory. So if that's your position, you believe him to be wrong, you have every right to say that. And I appreciate where you stand.
Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
You too, my friend. Take care. We'll be.
All
right, folks. When you talk about issues, it's not that you're actually promoting something or the other. A national organization, and is really the Florida chapter of it, issues the travel advisory. The senator in that state issues a response to it by issuing his own travel advisory. What the connections are up to Senator Scott to make. I entered the conversation by saying I recall a lot of travel advisories that are weather related in Florida, not so many on these on this social storm that's going on politically within the state. And that's what it is. It's politics. And that's what's going on there. I never said anything to the contrary. Just reading what he said and reading what they said. I read the entire context of what NAACP said, as well as the entire context of what was provided by Senator Rick Scott. Strange things are happening. We talked yesterday with folks from FAIR about the immigration issue. And we talked about how folks in both Chicago and New York and others are really standing up, and they're tired and they're frustrated as to any number of issues that are being presented in their respective communities. Parents now in Chicago are infuriated because migrants are being allowed to enroll in the Chicago public schools, illegal migrants, without having to provide the documentation that's being required of the kids and the parents that are actually citizens and have been attending Chicago schools all along. And parents are fighting back, and they're saying that this is the height of hypocrisy. after having come off the pandemic and having to go through all of the machinations of what was required by the Chicago school system, all of the facts that they were not providing an education to their kids, and when their kids came back to school in the aftermath of the pandemic and COVID, they were required to provide all kinds of records. In fact, citizens have to provide residency documents, citizenship documents, health records, vaccination records on an annual basis. A mother there, Jennifer Preston, said this is crazy because we're allowing the illegals to enroll without any of these documents. Why am I, a citizen, having to prove my citizenship, but an illegal alien is not required to do the same thing? And if we're asking for these citizenship documents on the front end, one is assuming that if you're not a citizen, you don't get to go. Otherwise, why are you asking? Same thing with the health records. If you don't have the vaccinations, you don't go. But all of a sudden, we've created another class of citizens. This is another example of it. And the parents and folks living in Chicago, they said, we've had enough. One parent said, we are inviting in everyone like a magnet. Everyone come here, collect all your freebies. We're going to give it to you. And every sucker in here is going to pay for it. Because what they're seeing is that class sizes are going to go up, less resources for them. They're paying taxes and have been paying taxes all along. And those that are coming into the country illegally, we're giving them the benefit of the hard work and largesse of the taxpaying citizens of Chicago. And instead of those citizens getting more, they're getting less. He said, and the same parent said, we have compassion for these kids, but I would expect that they'd come here legally and be bound to the same guidelines and principles and laws that all of our own children as taxpaying citizens are. She says, there's a major inconsistency here after years of coronavirus restrictions in schools now allow migrant children in schools without proper documentation. There are those in the audience, I guess, that were saying that Southern governors are the ones causing this. And she says she rejects the notion that Southern governors are supporting racist, xenophobic policies by addressing the border crisis, and said she found this very offensive and believes there should just simply be law and order. We had so many restrictions and policies in place just a few years ago to the far, far extreme. And I'm not suggesting we go back there at all, but there must be something consistent with what we are making our taxpaying U.S. citizens in residence do that is consistent with bringing in migrants. Plain and simple. I've talked about this a lot on this show. What are the benefits right now under the Biden administration policies for being a citizen? It seems as though they're slipping away. They're eroding. We've created this special class where they are getting heightened benefits and they are the beneficiaries of the largesse of this country, which many others who are in dire need as well are not. Simply because they made a conscious choice to walk across the border illegally. And what has happened now that other cities are having these illegal migrants bus there, both by the Biden administration and by Texas governors and other governors along the border, to include Florida? They're getting a taste of the challenges that the border states have had to face for many, many years. And the outcome is they don't like it. They don't like the taste. They don't like what they're seeing. They don't like the double standard. They don't like having to prove their own citizenship, but of others, not even the questions not even asked. So why they're thinking back over all these years, why have I been compelled to produce citizenship documents for my kids to go to public school? But these folks don't. How does that work? Why am I compelled to have vaccinations for my school, my children, but you don't let me in? But these kids don't. And once people get a taste of that double standard, they don't like it. Americans never have. Americans never will. And it's been the source of a lot of political battles in this country for a long, long time. And as if there's not enough friction in this country today already, it seems as though we want to add more, that we thrive in this. Let's go to Marcia. Marcia, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Hello, New. Good morning.
Hello.
I have a grandson. He was ready to go to pre-K. I went to register him at Majoria Clancy back in Kenner. He couldn't attend because it was only for Spanish children to learn English. And I said, okay, they wouldn't bus him to another Jefferson Parish school for pre-K. He had to get there on his own, but they were busing in other Spanish children to come to that particular school to learn English. I said, okay, he's a little above average, and he was looking at TV learning Spanish words on his own. So I said, well, if half of the year is Spanish, you're learning the word good from Spanish to English, and then the other half of the school year, you're going to teach English to the Spanish word. So, you know, he can accomplish that. No, it's only for Spanish children. Tax money.
So where does he have to go now?
He sat out for a year. He sat out for a year because of the transportation. The mother doesn't drive, and there was no way that, you know, anybody could get him to school and get him back from school. So he sat out for the whole year. Now he's at the school and he's in kindergarten. But the thing was, Majoria Clancy is a Jefferson Parish public school, but he could not attend it because pre-K was only for the Spanish children. I was like, this is pretty good.
Well, this is an example of what I've been talking about. And I have to imagine you're wondering about this double standard, and you're wondering about, and you're frustrated by this whole process.
Yeah. Our tax money keeps that school going. Nothing against the children who come here. My God, nothing against that. But he couldn't go. I was like, well, I don't get it. Yep.
Well, and I think a lot of folks, and I'm glad you called in, because a lot of folks think this is only impacting border states. And now a lot of folks are getting a flavor of it because of the numbers that are coming across. I mean, they're talking about, since Biden has taken office, it could be anywhere between 2.5 to 4 million people that have come into this country undocumented.
Right.
That's over and above the 1 million to 1.3 million that we let in legally.
And, of course, to bring them in, you know, you got to show, you know, non-papers of legality and shots and this, that, and everything else. And even had to show income as to did he get free lunch or did he get breakfast. And, yeah. I mean, I fought back and forth for 2 weeks with him. I went to the school board and all. Well, it's designed to help the children learn English. I said, but he can't come. And you won't bus him nowhere else, but you busing other children here. Well, we're trying to get him a head start. Okay, we're trying to give him a head start. You offer this, but not here.
Yeah. It used to be that you had to have, you had to be able to speak English to come to this country at one time. Now we've taken that burden on as well. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. And in a New York Times report in April, describe what's happening to thousands of migrant children as a result of the Biden administration's failure to ensure lawful entry at the southern border. Customs and Border Protection recently announced that they encountered 152,000 unaccompanied minors in 2022 and 324,000 over the last 26 months. Unaccompanied minors, they're saying, are most likely to be sold into slavery and forced into sex work. And a recent study estimates that 60% of the unaccompanied minor children are caught by cartels and exploited through child pornography and drug trafficking. And yet, there's no crisis at the southern border. Stupid is as stupid does. When we come back after the top of the news break, folks, we'll visit with Michael Williams, President and Chief Executive Officer of the United Way of Southeast Louisiana. They've released their most recent Alice report, Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed Report. We'll talk about that when we return. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.